All right, you crazy rockers out there. This is Brian Boone coming at you live on Smokin' Tunes Radio. And I've been telling you he was going to call. He finally did. We got the one, the only Booger on the phone. Booger, you with me, man?
Hell yeah, I'm with you. Where else would I be, man? Smokin' Tunes rocks, man. You're like my good friend.
That's right, man. We are good friends.
We're like great friends, man. So how you been, John?
I'm Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Oh. Brian Boone, the badass of radio.
I just made a new friend. Oh, my God.
You've been smoking that funny grass stuff again, haven't you?
Oh, no, I don't smoke that. No, that stuff almost killed me. I got ran over by a combine once smoking that. I'm not doing that no more. No, but I went and picked up my car today. Got my vehicle out of the shop.
Oh, you got it all fixed up?
Yeah, man, I got it all fixed up. It's fire engine red. It's one of them, you've probably seen them before. It's one of those radio flyers.
Radio flyer?
Yeah, you know those little wagons that you pull around with the handle that says radio flyer on the side?
Okay.
Mine's badass, though. I got a lift kit on it. I got little tiny mud tires on there. And I found an old edger motor, and I put it on that. That thing goes about 35 miles an hour.
Oh, really? You're speeding down the road now.
You can't go too fast because we ain't got roads out here, so you hit them whoopsie-doos, there's no seatbelts in that radio flyer. You come flying right out of that thing, and that's happened to me a few times. I spilled my beer and everything. It was not a good day, let me tell you what.
Spilled your beer. That's like sacrilegious, man.
Yeah, man, it was alcohol abuse all the way. You know what happened? Someone stole my pool, my built-in swimming pool.
Oh, did they? How'd they do that?
I don't know. I came outside and the pool was gone. There was a big hole. They even left the water, but they took the pool.
How did they take the pool?
I don't know, man. I was inside, passed out, man. I came out and the pool was gone. You know, this neighborhood's getting bad. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, really?
It's getting really bad. Oh, yeah, man. This neighborhood, I mean, you know, keep in mind my closest neighbor's about 30 miles away, but still, the neighborhood's really getting to the...
Well, if your closest neighbors are 30 miles away, how's the neighborhood going to hell?
Well, this is a big-ass neighborhood, man. We have about maybe 50 people, and we take up an area the size of the biggest crater on the moon.
I see.
It's pretty big. I never really measured it because I don't have that much strength. But let me tell you what, Brian, it's a big area. I mean, I'm out in the middle of nothing. Nothing.
Like civilization stops when it gets to your house, huh?
It totally stops, man. There's no civilization. Well, the only civilization I got, that's why I have to use that big dish to get the Wi-Fi. Notice I didn't say the word I did last time, to borrow the Wi-Fi and have the maximum receptification of the antenna on my neighbor. That's the one that lives 30 miles away. It works great, though.
Oh, really?
You know what, man? You know what we're doing? We're getting ready. We're gearing up for the first annual corn toss here in Zellwood.
The first annual corn what?
Corn toss.
Oh, really? Explain that to us.
Well, this is what you do. You take ears of corn and you got to toss them, and whoever gets it the furthest wins. But there's really only one rule. You got to use your mouth to toss it.
Oh, really? So that must be pretty difficult.
Well, it's a drunken thing, actually, because the drunker you are, believe it or not, the further you can toss that corn ear. I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works either. I think the drunker you are, it would fall out of your mouth or something.
You would think so, but let me tell you what, man. I've been reading Copernicus, and it's all about physics and all kinds of really... supernatural kind of things, and there's all kinds of weird stuff going on. We got ball lightning every night. I mean, that stuff's pretty damn rare, actually. But we have it all. It's flying everywhere. Ball lightning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. But yeah, everything else is going good out here, man. We're listening to you, and I ain't got my pool now, but I got my vehicle out. I'm putting a second coat of wax on it now. And I don't know what good that's going to do. It's just going to get all dirty again. But being we live out in the woods, but I want to get it all ready for this annual coin toss we got going on here. I'll tell you, man.
When is the annual coin toss?
When is it?
Yeah.
The annual coin toss is coming up on the 27th.
On the 27th, okay. Of September?
What?
Of September or of October?
September. It starts on September 27th of this year and goes through all the way till next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a year event. There's going to be so many ears of corn laying around, you're going to think you're watching Children of the Corn. That movie was a scary-ass movie, I'll tell you what, man. Did you ever see that movie?
I have to say, no, I didn't. I missed that one.
It almost sounds like it's a pornographic thing, but it's not. It's really spooky, man, and if you watch that movie, you'll get a whole new appreciation of corn.
Whole new appreciation of what?
Of corn. That's
of corn,
I
okay.
With because of that movie.
Okay. Well, this annual coin toss, is it, what's the competition? Is it individual, or is there teams?
I don't know, but we got to hurry this up there, Brian. I got to take a serious dump. What'd you say?
The annual coin toss, is it teams, or is it individuals?
I think I got corn coming out of my butt. Oh, I'm sorry. It can be a mixed group. It's everybody. We have no discriminatory age thing here. It's all kinds of people. Hell, if you're you know, 2 years old, you want to toss a ear of corn, go right ahead. And the only thing is, though, you have to take a shot of whiskey before you do it.
Oh, really? Why?
Yep. Well, that's just something that we kind of got together and made that up. That's why the drunker you are, the further the corn goes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to get pretty liquored up, and then it's fun. If you try to do that, what I just told you, sober, it wouldn't be no damn fun.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't think it would be fun sober.
Who the hell would want to toss corn? I'm not going to even mention tossing salad, okay? Even say it. Ain't going to happen, my brother. Ain't going to.
Okay, well, that's good.
Hey, man, you know what, though?
What?
I really got to go squeeze one out, man, but I want you to play something for me.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
Well, I'll tell you, anything with, I don't know, drums and guitar in it would be fantastic.